You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
It is the Diamond District Bonus Hour. Thanks so much for being with us as we get over the hump together on this Wednesday. Miller and Moulton, MillerandMoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. You can see all three of us, Mr. Miller, Mr. Moulton, and Trent. We have the Mr. before us because, we have been told by many people, guests, listeners, a coach at a youth soccer match, just how old the two guys whose names are on the show are. Yeah. So,
our daughters are the same age, but coach called me Mr. Miller yesterday.
Right. You're old.
I know.
Apparently.
I want to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. I think he was being respectful.
Mark, did you feel it was respectful?
No.
Okay.
No, I felt in front of a bunch of people, he said, hey, old guy.
You felt disrespected, if anything.
100%. I said something to him after the game. I cornered him, said, enough of this Mr. Miller blank.
Your daughter better get some more playing time.
She gets plenty of playing time.
Okay, good. Good.
I do have a question, in fairness to him. If there was a bunch of dads, would he have referred to all of them as Mr.? Or do you think that you were singled out because...
No, he usually goes, hey, parents.
Gotcha.
And he came over at the softball game last night because he listens to the show.
Uh-huh.
And he heard me talking about the fact that, and I didn't even think I mentioned this on air, but my daughter does a lot of sports, and so she wanted us to stretch. And it was Sunday night, and I'd had a few drinks, and I jumped into the stretching with her. And I was feeling loose because I'd had a couple drinks. Right. And when I got up the next morning, I was sore from stretching.
Because you didn't have a couple drinks in you.
Right.
So you were not as loose as you thought.
No.
And therefore, you pushed it, and then you woke up, and you regretted.
Yeah. And I was a little sore. So I brought that up.
So you felt like a Mr. Miller.
I felt exactly like a Mr. Miller. And he decided to come over last night and say, Mr. Miller, do you want to lead the team in stretches?
You funny guy. This $15 a game we're paying you is obviously $5 too much. Oh, it's like when Trent has a good line or two on the show and we go, you know, the $8 we pay you might be a couple shekels too much. I know you're trying to get to $10 a show, but keep it up, buddy. Keep it up.
And then sometimes, of course, I don't quit while I'm ahead and I keep talking and then it gets even worse. I keep digging the hole deeper.
Uh-huh. You do know, just if we continue this off the air thing, on the air, Trent's had about a week and a half of family, okay, hardcore family, and now even, so the parents are on their way to Augusta, and not taking any of the kids, by the way, they just draw the line. We love you only to a point. All right. It's important for parents to draw that line. It is. The kids need to know. Hey, you're very important. And here's the line, though.
You're not Augusta important.
Exactly. Here's the line. But also, apparently, the grandparents are headed north, right?
They are. They're taking off tomorrow.
Yeah. So he's going to have to finally meet that girl from Wisconsin. He's put it off for as long as he can. And I love the fact, Mark, he's put it off to really close to the draft.
The draft that's in Detroit.
Maybe that would be a great first date for the two of you.
Yeah.
Watch the draft.
Well, yeah.
Why?
I mean, the Packers are picking 25. The Lions are 29 or whatever it is there. I mean, you get a little dinner.
Get liquored up.
Have a couple drinks and just get ready for pick 25.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, your team might trade ahead of theirs. Their team might move up, make a deal. I mean, you know, then you could place a bet as to who's going to finish first in the division. You know,
right. Just ask all the questions. You know, who's your favorite player? All that
she wakes
stuff.
Up, puts on one of your Lions jerseys, and heads home.
Oh, I'd be ecstatic if that happened.
Okay.
That's a job well done if that happens.
That's a good point. Convert a Wisconsin native become an Lions fan. That would be a hell of an accomplishment.
That would speak volumes.
I don't know if you've got it in you.
I don't think I do. I'm not gonna lie. I'm self aware. I don't think I do have it in me.
He's had family around. He's had the grandparents for a few months. You know, he's had the parents here for like a week plus. You know, a lot of food. You know, that he went clothes shopping. He's got clothes. You know, but now he's going to have to make friends.
I've been dreading it. I really have.
You're a good-looking young guy. What do you mean you've been dreading it?
And I am very social. I love to talk to people. It takes a lot of effort, you know? And by the time we get the show over with at about 10 and, you know, my job is done for the day, I kind of just want to go home and, like, hang out and watch sports by myself. I don't really want to talk someone's ear off. I will, but...
He's like, I've had to listen to two old guys for 4 hours. Okay. The last thing I want to do is hear more talking. I'd rather go to a library and sit by myself than hear more talking. We get it.
Understood.
Yeah,
understood.
But so if you see young Trent out and about, do the talking for him. Okay. Just let him nod, sip his drink. You know, eat his fries. Okay. So just, you know, might have to get you a sign, put it around your neck and what have you. But so that's where we are as a show. We're old and Trent's soon to be lonely.
Although today, yesterday and the days before, we've had references that Trent didn't know the Love Boat yesterday, had no idea what we were talking about.
Right.
Had no idea what a beeper was or a pager. Right. At least right. He knew who Duran Duran was. So I feel like we've done okay today.
The beeper and pager came up because it was 25 years ago in the summer when Phil Mickelson was trying to win the 99 U.S. Open and his wife Amy was about to give birth to their first child. And Phil was walking around the course with a beeper, a pager. And if it went off, that's it. And it didn't matter if he was leading on the back nine on Sunday, which he was.
Did you ever carry a pager?
No.
I didn't know if in your TV jobs you were required. I mean, because I know for personal reasons you would never have carried one.
No, I was required, actually.
And didn't?
No. I gave it to the cameraman. I gave it to whoever. If I was alone, I left it in the car.
Honestly, following the rules.
Yeah,
as
I'd come back and go, oh, wow, they were trying. Hey, did you call? Yeah, I called 10 minutes ago. I don't know, man. I must have had the volume down. What's up? Yeah, no, please. Sure. Can't be that important.
By the way, do you think the Masters can keep this up? How many more years do you think they're going to be able to get away with this?
To get away with what?
No cell phones.
Ever.
Till the end of time.
Till the end of time.
I don't think that's feasible.
Oh, no. It's very feasible.
Very feasible.
I mean, they've made it this far, but I just feel
it's
like...
It's very feasible. You kicked out your band. You can never come back. I mean, seriously. That's... So, you're not allowed to run. Did you see the video on Monday they opened the course? Okay, and the people trying to get to their spots to put their chairs? Okay, and they're trying to speed walk, but not go too fast. Because literally, they're going by the Masters officials who are standing there, who are like glaring at him like, that's about as fast as you can go.
And Trent, someday I hope you're lucky enough to make it to the grounds of Augusta. Once you go, you realize that all these rules are just fine. It's their little event.
Yeah.
There's no place quite like it on planet Earth.
And once you're there, you're like, you know, I'm glad there's no phones. I'm glad I don't want to be distracted by it. I actually want to talk to the people I'm with. I would like to just take in the golf. Let's go through the gift shop, buy some apparel. Okay. Let's buy, you know, the most expensive thing on the menu is $6. Let's treat ourselves.
What did I see a post yesterday on X that $66 is what it would cost you to buy every single item on the concession board at Augusta. So that's everything.
Yeah.
That's every sandwich. That's every dessert. That's every drink.
Most expensive thing is like a
$6.
Is $6. Yeah.
Yes. Most expensive thing on the menu is $6. All right. It is. It's a neat place. And Trent, as somebody like me, you're turned off by the price of parking. Parking is free. Once they do that for you, I think you go, I'll leave whatever you want in the car. You know, a spouse, a phone, whatever you want me to leave in the car, I'll leave in the car. Parking is free? Fantastic.
It's all uphill from or downhill from here.
Totally.
Smooth skiing.
So my son ended up with tickets. He's going this weekend.
Right.
And we talk a lot, several times a week, almost daily. And he called me yesterday and I answered the phone and I went, oh, you got me a ticket. What time should I leave? And it's just this long pause. No, you didn't get me a ticket?
I hate to break it to you. I don't have a ticket for you, Dad.
Yeah, nothing. Then I just followed up with, you know, I took my dad to the Masters once. It's not working, by the way.
I was going to say, I don't know if the Catholic guilt works on the oldest. I think it'll work on the youngest. I don't know if it'll work on the oldest.
No, he doesn't really, you know, he's only part Catholic, if you will.
Right, exactly. There's a lot more Catholic with the younger one than there is with the older.
Yes.
So I don't know if, I think you're trying to guilt the wrong kid.
Yeah, but he's the one that's going to the Masters. I don't know what to tell you.
I know.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
So, I am, though. I'm going to pick Shoffley. I mean, honestly, if it wasn't for Scheffler, who would you pick?
Matsuyama.
Okay.
That's who, I mean, I put some of our hard-earned money on him.
Really?
Yeah. For a top five. I didn't even go win because the money's pretty good for a top five. I'm going to do the same with you for Shoffley.
Okay. I was going to say, because there has been no consultation about this at all.
Mark's just in charge of the books.
Every once in a while, I just fire.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. I get a text that said, by the way, we're on the Marlins tonight. Okay.
That didn't work out so well, but UConn did.
And the under. Listen, by the way, 1-11. 1-11. I mean, the season's over.
Yeah.
It's done. It's April 10th. Your season's over. 1-11. Ah, Miller and Moulton. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the Bonus Hour, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
21 minutes past the hour. If you missed any part of the show, Ian Cummings, Seth Everett, Whit Watson, go to MillerandMoulton.com, MillerandMoulton.com, and download what it is that you missed. Hey, have you heard about this Mappin flag at the Masters?
Is this the new high rent district of watching the tournament?
The first and only hospitality experience. All right. 17,000 for the week. You get access to the tournament, premium dining, an outdoor garden, merchandise shop. It's sold out.
Of course it is.
I'm just saying. It's sold out.
I don't know why you would need that. I mean, if money's no object, sure. But I don't know why you would need that. The one thing that's great about the Masters is there are so many different places to watch the tournament from and be able to see multiple holes. It is, because of the grounds and all of the hills, you can sit on the hill on 6 and see 16. You know, as Vern pointed out, just from his perch on 16, he can see approach shots on 15. He can see tee shots on 17. He can see the sixth hole. He can see 16 as well. It's amazing. And when I was there, they had an actual book that showed you and talked about all the great places to watch from. Now, I have a friend that was at the practice round. He's of the belief that they're selling more tickets to the Masters than ever before.
people have commented about that. They feel as if there are more people on the grounds to the point in which they actually think it's getting a little crowded.
I've never been there for a weekend. I was there for a Thursday and Friday in the heyday of Tiger and spent my Friday after my dad and I walked the course on Thursday and picked a few spots to sit and watch. He was had a bad back. He was spent. He said, just, I got to post up on Friday. I need a spot. I'm sticking all day. I actually ran into a buddy of mine, and he and I were like, we're watching Tiger. And my buddy's short. So we were getting three holes. No, he's short. I mean, that's me. I'm 5'8", telling you this guy's short.
Right. No. I got it.
And so we were getting three holes ahead of Tiger just to get to spots. You know, we went to 8T. We wanted to see him blast one on 8. Wanted to see him tee off on 11. So we were just kind of putting ourselves in spots where we could see certain shots. But I was amazed at how close you could get to the golfers. Now, this is 17 years ago that I was there. All the way back in the aughts.
Right.
But I don't think you need that to enhance your experience at Augusta.
The one time I was there, because I was there twice, the last time I was there, 2017. So I'm at the CBS compound, which is kind of, if you've ever been there, it's near the par three. So it's to the left of 10, down a big hill. You can't see it. Nobody knows it's there. And not too far away, though, is the service road. And this guy says to me, you want to come see something that you never get to see? And I go, sure. And as I'm walking down the road, I'm honestly expecting an armed guard to pop out at any moment and tell me I need to leave. Give me your credential. You're never allowed back. It was to the left of 11. And so he walked me all the way down to the green, left of 11. Okay.
Well, you can't go there.
You can't go there. Right. And so I'm seeing... the second shots into 11. I'm seeing tee shots into 12. I'm seeing second shots into 13. And I am expecting at any moment in time to be physically escorted off the grounds and what have you. And I'm thinking the CBS credential is not going to do me any. They don't care.
No.
In fact, I'm standing there thinking CBS is going to lose the Masters because I'm standing here. So, yeah. And it's a service road you can't see from the camera. I mean, it's to the right of the trees and the green, and you don't see the road.
And Augusta's not a great town. It isn't. It's not. I remember when I worked for the Everblades, and we made a trip to Augusta, and Craig Brush came on the trip. He didn't come on many trips, but he was on that trip. And he had a rental car, and he wanted to get some merchandise from Augusta. So he pulls up to the gate thinking... I don't know what he was thinking. But it's right off of Washington, one of the main streets of the town. It's across, I joke. The
across
Masters,
from the Hooters.
The IHOP, I thought, was a little closer, okay. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree. The Hooters is just maybe 100 yards down, right.
So, if you went to the IHOP, look to your right, and there's the little placard that says Augusta National Golf Club. And so we pull in, and I mean a guard came out so fast to turn us around and get us out of that front entrance, you wouldn't have believed it. Now, he sent us around to a service road, to a parking, to another, like the caddy's entrance, if you will, where we had to, and this was not anywhere near the tournament. This was a month or so before the tournament, maybe two. But we went to a guard gate where Craig ordered a shirt over the phone from the pro shop. He gave him his credit card. They brought the clothes out and said, I'm sorry, we didn't have it in this size. Have this one.
It's customer service, though. At least he got it.
Yep.
At least they didn't go, no, you yahoo. Did you see or hear much from opening day at Fenway yesterday?
The ceremony beforehand, the Wakefield.
Very emotional.
Yeah.
First off, the 2004 Red Sox probably the most special team in Boston history. You know, breaking
I think
the
so.
Curse. I mean, you know, even more special than whatever you think. The 0-1 Patriots, you know, whatever Celtics team, even Bobby Orr and the Bruins in 70 and flying through the air. You know, the 0-4 Red Sox are the team in Boston sports lore. So it's the 20th anniversary. They honored them at the home opener. But also, you know, Tim and Stacy Wakefield have just died within the last 4 or 5 months. And so, you know, they have two kids, Brianna and Trevor, who are not yet of college age. And Kevin Millar told a story yesterday on the broadcast in which before the game, apparently they did some private stuff. The team did some stuff away from the ballpark. First off, quick tangent. Terry Francona did the private stuff, didn't go to the ballpark, did not take part in any of the official ceremonies. That's interesting. That's 13 years removed from getting fired. That's interesting. Plus, Larry Lucchino died recently, and they honored him yesterday, and Terry worked with Lucchino. I find that interesting. That's worth digging into from some people. But anyway, Kevin Millar told the story, and he said to Brianna and Trevor, he said, look around. We're all your uncles. Whatever you need, say the word. Oof.
Pretty powerful stuff right there.
Yeah. And Millar said, he said, probably because we won the last game, but he said, you know, I was part of another team that won the last game. It never was a part of a family like that team.
It's weird that there are, and obviously the Red Sox are incredibly special with that, but it's amazing. I think all athletes would look at certain teams. You and I have worked for teams. There are teams that were close and even good teams that don't have that same bond.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The idiots. The 0-4 Red Sox, self-proclaimed idiots. And they trade Nomar in late July. I mean, you know, they broke up the core. I mean, it, you know, didn't know which way that team was going to go. So just some stories emerging. If you, you know, you're a sports fan, you check it out. Special day at Fenway yesterday. Yeah, the Orioles drubbed them 7-1. Whatever.
Yeah, you got to win that. You got to win that game. What the
hell?
Well,
I do. I know. The two hits, too. Homered in the first and only had one other hit the rest of the day. I'm with you. Come on, boys. Full house. Everybody's in attendance. We got to do better than two hits.
Here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
22 minutes till the top of the hour, 16 until we're out of here. The home stretch of Miller and Moulton on this hump day. MillerandMoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. Our poll question could become reality. Right now it's a hypothetical, but you got Scotty Scheffler and Sam Burns, whose wives are 8-plus months pregnant. Sam Burns and his wife are expecting their first child next week. Scheffler and his wife are expecting it before the month is out. So what if they go into labor during the Masters, on Sunday at the Masters? What do you do? That's our poll question. Do you WD, which they have both said, as soon as they get word that that's it, they're out. She's in labor. We gone.
Only 1 in 4 of you, however, saying that you'd be gone. 3 of 4 saying you'd stay and finish.
My wife said that as a guy, what you need to say publicly is you are leaving at the first sign. But that ultimately it's her call and what she says goes. But publicly, that's the stance you need to take. And my wife, much to my surprise then and now, has always said, nah, stay, finish. What? I'm just curious, if you do that, do you get any say in the name?
No, naming rights are gone at that point.
Okay.
And if there was a close decision between David or Mark, whatever she wanted goes, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Like if they were going to name you after like a family member on your side, I think now all of a sudden it becomes a family member on her side, doesn't it? Now, here's the good news, okay? You know, your name is Tom after my dad. We were going to name you after his dad, but that blankety blank stayed and finished the Masters. So,
and then you have to live with that because the wife is going to hold it. Even if she allows it, she's going to hold it over your head.
No doubt. That'll come up at family meals. Well, I mean, you know, can't take him seriously. He wasn't even there for the birth of his Sid. Oh, good.
It's time for someone to take back this segment, if for no other reason than to stop David from talking about Meghan and Harry. Here's Mark Miller with Today Was the Day When.
We start in 1912. The Titanic set sail.
Man, I tell you what, apparently there were some babes on that boat. I mean, apparently that was a big singles thing, no? I don't know. A lot of romance on the Titanic, I heard, but whatever.
1913, the New York Highlanders play their first game as the New York Yankees. The PGA was founded today in 1916. Chicago Blackhawks win their first Stanley Cup today in 1934. Jackie Robinson has his first Major League Baseball contract today as Branch Rickey bought out his contract from the Montreal Royals. Arnold Palmer beats Venturi by 1 in 60. Player beats Palmer by 1 in 61. The Dodgers play their first game at Chavez Ravine today in 1962. Watson wins his first Masters in 77.
Played in the L.A. Coliseum, 58 through 61.
What was the left field line?
It was like 280.
Right.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Tom Watson wins his first Masters today in 77. Olathabele in 94 wins. Tiger wins his fourth in 05, and Scottie Scheffler won the Masters 2 years ago today. John Madden would have celebrated a birthday today. Don Meredith, 86. Mel Blunt, 76. Ken Griffey Sr. is 74. Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats is 65. Steve Tasker is 62. And tough guy Denny Vial is 55.
Do you think Hester getting in is going to help Tasker get
yes,
in?
Yes, I do.
So the ASPCA was founded today in 1866. Paul McCartney announced he's leaving the Beatles today in 70. Did you have that?
I didn't, and I saw it, and I didn't write it down. That's on me. Thank you.
I will say, so apparently the safety pin was patented today in 1849, and you had to pay $400 for it.
Yeah, he sold the patent for $400.
$400. We're still using them 175 years later. I don't know. I don't think he got enough.
I agree.
So when Player won the Masters, by the way, he was the first international Masters champion today in 61. Also, Lee Elder played in the Masters today in 75. That's the first time a person of color had played in the Masters. That's all I got.
You've heard folks elsewhere mock Florida is gonna Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
Sometimes being technologically ignorant can pay off. Pay attention, David.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
We go to Maryland, where an Annapolis man visited a 7-Eleven store and used the lottery terminal's replay feature, which scans old tickets for winners and can print new tickets bearing the same numbers. So this guy buys his stack of tickets. He didn't realize that he had bought some duplicates. So when he bought his tickets back to scan, after hearing the 7-Eleven had sold two $1 million winning tickets, he realized he had duplicates when four of his tickets won $4 each. Then he scanned a ticket that won $1 million prize. He called his wife before scanning the rest of the stack. He said, "We had our crying moment. 20 minutes after that, when I put the ticket down, I went back to the other tickets." He had a duplicate $1 million ticket.
Wow.
So his stupidity led to $2 million. Good for him. For the bad, we go to Scotland, where police in Scotland said a reported armed man turned out to be a stormtrooper on his way to a comic book convention. The man was dressed in an Imperial Stormtrooper costume with a kilt when he jumped on a ScotRail train. When he made it back, he was approached by a guard who escorted him to two waiting police officers. He had been reported for carrying a firearm on the train. He had to explain to police that his blaster was a plastic prop. Finally, the ugly.
Is that a plastic prop, or are you just happy to see me?
Thank you very much. For the bad, we go to Germany, where in Munich, at a museum, a worker at the museum had an idea. He put up his own painting in the museum. He smuggled his own artwork in and hung it in the museum. He was fired.
Was it any good, at least? You know, art is, you know, beauty in the eye of the beholder. I mean, you know, is it decent? Here's my question. So do you take the other pictures down and hang yours up? You all of a sudden don't break out the hammer and nails and start hammering, do you? I mean, how do you actually put your artwork up in a museum?
Apparently, in his role at the museum, he had access to the gallery space outside of opening hours, so it didn't raise any attention to the security staff when he installed his 60-centimeter by 120-centimeter artwork on an empty white wall in a passageway.
That is impressive.
The spokesperson for the museum did say, "All I can say is that we did not receive any positive feedback on the addition from visitors to the gallery."
Must have been bad. Must have been ugly. You know, those paint-by-numbers thing never did work out.
That is the good, the bad, and the ugly on today, April the 10th, 2024.
Well, the NHL is what, Mark?
A Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday league.
Today is Wednesday, so there's only three games.
Of course.
One of them is televised, 8:30 on TNT, Vegas at Edmonton. Vegas, I think, includes a playoff spot with a win. Edmonton's fighting for seeding. So is Vegas as to who finishes third in that division and who's the second wild card. Big night in the association, though. And the double dip is on ESPN. Heat and the Mavs in Miami is the front end of it, 7:30. And Orlando's in Milwaukee. The thought is Giannis isn't going to play after the calf injury last night. And so Orlando's a 1.5-point favorite. Both teams played last night. Same with the Mavs and the Heat, by the way. But Orlando lost in Houston. Now they're in Milwaukee, who won at home against Boston. Milwaukee two up on the Magic for playoff seeding. But the big game in the association, Mark, 10 o'clock, the second game of the ESPN doubleheader, probably determined the one seed in the West. It's Minnesota-Denver. They're tied.
That's a big deal because if you're the T-Wolves, you don't want to – I mean, if you get that far, but, I mean, Denver has the best home court advantage in the sport. To get them to not have the Western Conference Finals in Denver, to me, is a really big deal.
Well, and also the loser then could end up tied with Oklahoma City, who's only a game behind them. I mean, the loser of this game could easily end up the three seed. You could go from the one to the three just by this game. The other thing is, take a look out west at who you're going to play. Because right now, you've got the Lakers and the Warriors playing the 9-10. And then obviously one's going to win, and they're going to play the loser of the 7-8. So here's the funny thing. Who do you want to play in the playoffs? Your reward for being the one seed could be to get the Warriors or the Lakers.
I gotcha, and I understand that. But you're thinking about winning the conference and having home court advantage and not have to go to Denver four times, to me, is monstrous.
Agreed. Baseball, I mean, everybody's playing. Got a bunch of afternoon games. You do that on a Wednesday. Rays, 4 o'clock today in Anaheim to face the Angels. Marlins are 7 o'clock tonight against the Yankees. They're not going to fall to 1-12, are they?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
They're bad.
They are. They are. You got 5 other games in the afternoon. And a full slate of games. Although I believe the Tigers and the Pirates are not playing
right
today.
They've got the day off.
So I think they're about the only ones that have the day off. So there you go.
I wanted to listen to the Tigers on the radio on my drive today. Not going to get to do it.
No, you're not.
I'll just re-listen to the show.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Do that? Yeah.
You've got to have some hair metal that you're going to listen to.
We'll be bumping the crew all the way to Tampa. It's always the crew.
Is it really? That's the go-to?
That's his favorite band, Motley Crue. And it's not close, right?
No. It's my favorite artist, band, anything. It's just my favorite. It's the best.
Yeah, well said.
Thank you.
Got that. Hey, come on now. We all have our thing. I've been listening to old Bon Jovi lately. And Trent, let me tell you, you want to get a rise out of Mark Miller, okay? Tell him how great you think Bon Jovi is.
I love John Bon Jovi. I love Richie Sambora. I love that whole album, goodness. New Jersey, Slippery When Wet.
He'll leave the show. And if you keep that up, one of the two of you will he'll either fire you.
We're going out back.
The show.
I haven't threatened anybody physically in a long time, but Trent and I are going out back after the show. We got to settle this once and for four.
Over Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite.
The only reason he tolerates it is because his wife is a big fan.
Huge. That's her favorite.
I wonder why.
Well, so what he does is he takes her to the concert. She dreams about being with Bon Jovi and then goes back to the hotel room and she's with him. You know,
and then regrets everything going forward for the next few hours.
Right.
Wonders where her life went wrong.
Right. And Mark drives home with a silver medal around his neck and he's okay with it. It's funny how it works. So the Jags gave Josh Allen $30 million a year today. That's pretty good for a pass rushing defensive end, isn't it?
88 guaranteed.
5 for $150. All right. Market's been reset. Have a great rest of your hump day. We'll do this again tomorrow with the Masters underway. Miller and Moulton.